This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of multiple development projects in Delhi. He inaugurated around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and handed over keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar. He also inaugurated the World Trade Center at Naroji Nagar, the General Pool Residential Accommodation Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar, and the Central Board of Secondary Education's Integrated Office Complex at Dwarka. Besides, he laid the foundation stones of three new projects at Delhi University, Veer Savarkar College at Rosanpura in Najafgarh, and academic blocks in the Eastern Campus at Surajmal Bihar and the Western Campus at Dwarka. Union Minister for INB, Railways and Electronics and Information Technology Aswani Vaisnav flagged off three trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Satabdi Express, New Bongaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Naharlagan Express, and dedicated a road over bridge in Guwahati today. Mr. Vaisnav also inaugurated a 10-kilowatt Akashvani Kokrajhar FM station virtually and launched the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, Guwahati. External Affairs Ministry today said India has urged Chinese side to ensure the interest of downstream states of the Brahmaputra are not harmed by activities in upstream rivers. Replying to a query on hydropower project on the Yarlung Sangpo River in the Tibet Autonomous Region of China, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, as a lower riparian state with established user rights to the waters of the river, New Delhi has reiterated its concerns. He added that government will continue to monitor and take necessary measures to protect India's interest. Replying on the establishment of two new counties in Hotan Prefecture of China with the debt of its jurisdiction falling in India's Union Territory of Ladakh, the spokesperson stressed that India has never accepted the illegal Chinese occupation of Indian territory in this area. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has informed that the India State of Forest Report 2023 has put Arunachal Pradesh among top three states having largest forest and the tree cover after Madhya Pradesh and followed by Maharashtra. In a social media post today, he complimented all stakeholders, including State Forest Department, for their concerted efforts in preserving and expanding forest and tree cover that is crucial for maintaining ecological balance and supporting life on the earth. Meanwhile, he urged all to continue doing their best to ensure a healthy environment and sustainable development for future generations. Tojo Karga, an Indian Police Service officer of 2007 batch from Arunachal Pradesh, Goa, Mizoram and Union Territories cadre, has been promoted to the rank of Inspector General of Police. He was serving as a Deputy General of Prisons. Similarly, Tumme Amo and Apang Tamut, both 2011 batch IPS officers of the AGMUT cadre, were promoted to the rank of Deputy Inspector General of Police. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said India is very fast moving toward a malaria-free future. In a social media post today, he informed that as per the latest World Malaria Report 2024 released by World Health Organization, Arunachal Pradesh, along with Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Madhya Pradesh and Dadra and Nagar Haveli, has moved to Category 1 in 2023, reporting an annual parasite incidence of less than one case per 1,000 population. Further highlighting the efficacy of targeted interventions under the visionary guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for robust public health infrastructure to help India achieve the malaria-free status by 2030, he said Team Arunachal remains committed to making every possible effort to ensure zero indigenous cases by 2027. In a joint operation, the Tinsukia police and the woman police station, Itanagar, have rescued a minor girl from Itanagar recently. The joint operation was conducted regarding the missing case of two minors filed at Tinsukia police station in Assam. One of the minor was rescued from residence of a local woman, Chelo Ao, in Itanagar. Further extensive efforts are underway to find another missing minor and apprehend all individuals involved in this heinous crime. Meanwhile, commending the efforts of the team, Superintendent of Police, Capital Police, Rohit Rajvir Singh, urged the residents of Itanagar Capital Region to refrain from employing minors as domestic help. He said such actions are illegal and may invite strict legal consequences under the provisions of the law. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.